If a wild animal falls victim to a virus or a passing car, chances are it will not survive. For the lucky few that do make it, they might end up at a rehab center that gives animals a second chance at life. WOSU's Gabe Rosenberg spent a day at a bird rehab center outside of Yellow Springs.
So what's on the menu today?
These are mice. So she's eating whole mice now. She started off with getting chopped chicken.
Rebecca Jaramillo insists that every bird has its own distinct personality. She would know. She spends almost every day around them while they're at their most vulnerable.
Sometimes they just don't want to eat while there's a big ape thing staring at them, which is understandable.
Rebecca directs the Glen Helen Raptor Center, a wildlife rehabilitation nonprofit in Yellow Springs. The center takes in and cares for injured birds of prey from across Ohio with the aim of releasing them back into nature. That means falcons, eagles, hawks, owls, and some vultures, which aren't really raptors, but still. Every morning starts with Rebecca making the rounds in the clinic.
He's not giving a baby a bath.
These are the birds that just arrived, that are too sick to eat on their own or are healing from broken bones. Some, like this American kestrel, fell out of their nest before they could fly.
But because she's so young, we really want to be careful to minimize any human contact with her so that she stays wild, she doesn't get associated with people, and will be able to be successfully reunited with the parents.
With just Rebecca and one assistant, Glen Helen sees around 200 birds a year. Three quarters are victims of car collisions. Others, like this red-tailed hawk, suffer from diseases like West Nile virus.
He can see, but he just doesn't have the best grasp of spatial relation yet. So he's biting at the food, but he's still trying to recover from that balance.
The disease affects his brain, and all the center can do is give him fluids and food and hope he recovers. The rest is up to him.
2 days ago, we had to physically open his mouth and put the food in there. And now he's able to bite at it himself, recognize it as food.
Last year, the average stay of patients was 2 weeks, if they left at all. Only about half the birds can be released back into the wild.
As long as we see progress, however slow that progress is, we will continue to work with them.
The center, which is run through Antioch College, is one of dozens of wildlife rehabilitation centers across Ohio, and one of 10 that work with raptors. It's a mission that they want to share with others.
So this is the Birdmobile.
Rebecca hops into her car to head to a daycare in Kettering. She's got three birds in the backseat, a kestrel, a red-tailed hawk, and a barn owl. These are some of the center's permanent residents, birds who could never make it in the wild by themselves, but can be trained as ambassadors for their kind. Like Will, the red-tailed hawk, who was brought in after a car collision. His foot muscles haven't fully healed, so he does what looks like a little dance to shake it out. Or Theo, a kestrel, caught in a mousetrap when he was young.
Any bird that comes to us that's injured, that we can get them all the way better, what do you think we do with them? Do we keep them, the ones that are all better?
For all of Glen Helen's successful releases, just as many birds die or have to be euthanized. That part of the story, Rebecca spares from the preschoolers. She says she needs to remind herself that she can't save every bird.
You know, some of those birds, you leave at the end of the day and you wonder, are they going to survive the night? And you come in and they're still alive and they're still fighting, and you can just see that desire and that fight.
Soon enough, another patient will arrive that needs their attention and their care. Gabe Rosenberg, WOSU News.